Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on the Earth Rangers podcast.
I am definitely not turning around now. I'm on a quest. I am going to find Adelia and ask her what it takes to be a force of nature in the conservation world.
Earth Ranger Emma has been traversing the globe on her quest to find the missing conservationist, Adelia Goodwin. Following the clues from Adelia's journal, she has made her way to the roof of the world, the Himalayas.
When I saw how bad the weather had gotten, I figured you wouldn't make it back in time before dark, and I didn't want you to get stuck here overnight by yourself.
Emma and her new friend, Dr. Juliet Geary, were just about to fall asleep when Emma was struck by a sudden inspiration.
Got what?
I think I figured out the riddle on the wall.
What riddle?
Adelia's riddle. Here, hand me the flashlight for a second. Let's see. Okay. Panthera uncia lives in Nepal, high on the mountains of snow. But Panthera partis calls to me, and this is where I must go. Juliet, I know what Adelia means when she says, this is where I must go. I don't know when she wrote this on the wall, but I have to go there too.
Oh, wow. That does look like Adelia's handwriting. Strange that I've never noticed it before. Interesting. Huh. You figured it out?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can figure it out. The part I do know about is the reference to Panthera uncia and Panthera partis. Those are both types of leopard.
Yeah, those are their scientific names, right?
That's correct. Every plant and animal in the world has a scientific name. Scientists created this binomial, or two-part naming system, so that anyone, anywhere in the world, could refer to an animal or plant, and others would know exactly what they're talking about. For instance, there's the Canis genus. Canis lupus means wolves, Canis aureus is a golden jackal, and Canis familiaris refers to domestic dogs. Even though these animals look quite different, they all belong to the same genus. Now, in terms of our poem, the Panthera part refers to the genus, and the uncia or partis refers to the specific species. In this case, the snow leopard and the leopard.
Okay, so we know that the snow leopard lives here.
Yes.
And that there are different subspecies of leopards all around South Asia and Africa, right?
Right.
Okay, so look at the part below the poem. See those numbers? 25 and 16? Do they ring any bells?
Oh, I'm afraid not.
Just look at the arrow pointing down, and that one pointing right should give you a clue.
That's the part that has me a bit stumped. Maybe some sort of alphanumeric code?
Mm-mm. Nope, not a code, per se.
Okay, I give up.
Okay, I am pretty sure that those are geographical coordinates.
Aha!
The arrow pointing down means south, and the one pointing right means east. So 25 south, 16 east.
Of course, that's brilliant. Now all that's left to do is plug them into a mapping program to find out exactly where these coordinates lead us. But we could do that once we get back to my research station tomorrow. For now, it's really time to go to sleep.
Right, of course. You're right. Just, if all goes well tomorrow, I'll be one step closer to finding Adelia.
Rangers!
Oh, good morning! Juliet? Weird, where'd she go? Man, I did not sleep well at all. Too excited about today, I guess. And this rock kept poking me in the back. Hey, what's that? Oh yeah, that's what I was sleeping on. A big, bumpy stone. How uncomfortable. But what's that? There's another stone underneath this one? It's kind of different looking. So smooth and perfectly round. And it seems to have some kind of etching on the side? I'll have to get a better look at it in daylight. You know, I need a new lucky rock. So I think I'll hang on to it for a bit.
Good morning, Emma.
There you are. Morning.
I was just coming to wake you. Come outside and take a look at this view. Mm-hmm. The skies have cleared up and you can see for miles.
Wow. Take a look at the fog in the valley below us.
Well, technically that's not fog. Those are clouds.
Wait a minute. Those are clouds?
Yes. We're above the clouds up here.
Oh, that's amazing. The air here is so fresh. I could stand here for hours, but I'm really excited to know where these coordinates lead me.
Sure, let's get moving. I packed up most of the things already. I think it's better we get back as long as the weather is good.
All right, I'll go bring my stuff. Wait for me, Sonnet.
Hey, Emma, try to keep up. We're almost back at the station.
Yep, right behind you. Whew. Put on a bit of a fast pace there, Juliet. I can't decide what's harder, climbing up the mountain or coming back down. But no, I'm fine. Totally fine. My feet are just freezing and, well, my feet and my fingers and maybe my nose. Hey, Juliet. One thing I've been thinking about is that animals here in Sagarmatha National Park are so much better equipped with adaptations to survive these temperatures than people are.
You're right. Think about the snow leopard, yak, or red panda. Each of these animals lives here. What do they all have in common?
Well, they've all got great coats of fur.
Right. In fact, both the snow leopard and the red panda also have long, fluffy tails that are used for balance and for wrapping around themselves to stay warm.
Uh-huh.
And yaks have thick undercoats that keep them extra toasty.
Very cool. How about getting around on snowy surfaces? It's pretty slippery here after yesterday's snowfall. How do animals not wipe out?
They're a lot steadier than we are, that's for sure. The yak is known as an extremely sure-footed creature up here in the mountains. It has broad hooves and it's able to carry heavy loads. The snow leopard and red panda both have fur that covers the bottom of their paws. This helps to hold on in slippery situations and keeps them from getting too cold.
Whoa, very cool.
It sure is. And here we are, back at my research station. Quick, come in and warm up.
Thanks. So much better in here. Hey, can I use your computer? I want to check those coordinates right away.
Oh, sure thing. One second. Okay, plug them into a mapping program and see where on earth they take you.
Well, actually, you can just type the coordinates straight into Google.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. 25 S
and
16 E. Okay, let's see what we get. Yes, they are coordinates. And the answer is Namibia, Africa.
Which matches the rest of the clue. Leopards definitely live in Namibia.
Exactly. Specifically, the numbers are the coordinates for the Namibrand Nature Reserve. Do you know if Adelia ever went there?
I don't know. I don't know where Adelia went after she left me.
Whew. Okay, well, I think I'll take my chances with the coordinates. I'm gonna head to Namibia.
What? So soon?
Yeah, like, right now, actually. I want to continue my adventure. Well, Adelia's in mine.
Emma, I'm gonna miss you. But I understand why you have to go. But before you do, I want to give you something to remember Nepal by.
Juliet, I could never forget Nepal. Or you.
Well, just to be sure, I want you to have this compass.
Whoa!
It was a gift to me all those years ago from Adelia.
Really?
I received it one day in the mail, about a month after she left. It's the last thing she ever sent me.
It's beautiful.
Read the back.
May you never lose your way. I love it. Thank you so much, Juliet.
My pleasure. This is just farewell, not goodbye. You better keep in touch.
I promise, I will. Short runway, but we Earth Rangers. I am so excited to visit Namibia.
I just hope we figured out the right answer to that riddle. It's gonna be a long flight.
And I can't believe Juliet gave me this beautiful compass. So shiny and perfect and... Oh! Oh no, I dropped it! The back just popped open. Did I break it? Wait, there's something here. It's a piece of paper. Here, check this out.
Dearest Juliet, after many detours and side trips since I left you, I've arrived in Namibia. There's so much to say about this beautiful country. I landed in Windhoek, the capital. The word comes from the Afrikaans language, and it means windy corner. From there, I caught a ride with another conservationist through the Namib Desert. What a change in scenery from Nepal. I went from snowy mountain peaks to sandy dunes and grassland as far as the eye can see. One thing you don't see much of at all is water. It's in short supply here. But the animals all have interesting adaptations that allow them to survive in this harsh environment. Take the oryx, for example. This is a large type of antelope with long, straight horns. When there's nowhere to drink, they dig for plants that contain water. How clever. I look forward to spending some time here and really learning about the climate, the flora, and the fauna. Be well, Juliet. Keep up the good work.
Wow! I can't believe that Juliet had this compass all this time, but she never found out that it contained a hidden message. She's gonna be so excited to hear this. Hey, let me see if I can reach her on the radio. Let me turn on the transmitter. All right, here we go. Juliet, please come in. This is Emma. Over. This is Earth Ranger Emma calling Dr. Juliet Geary at Sagarmatha Station. Do you copy? Juliet, are you there?
Emma?
Juliet, can you hear me?
Emma, is that you?
Lucas? Lucas, is that you?
Wow, Emma, I'd almost given up on getting a hold of you. Are you still in Nepal?
Just leaving, headed southwest.
Oh my, I have so much to tell you. I don't know where to start. Did you hear that we had to draw to pick the winner for the Junior Wildlife Reporters Contest?
What? You did? That's awesome! Who won the draw?
It was Earth Ranger Leah.
Earth Ranger Leah? Cool! Can I hear her submission?
Sure. One second.
I'm here with my Junior Wildlife Report.
Today, I'm going to tell you about the Kiwi
Amazon River Dolphin.
Junior Wildlife Reporters!
Hi, I am Earth Ranger Leah, and you are going to guess my topic. Here is a clue. The scientific name is Canis lupus. I will give you 10 seconds to guess. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10. Time's up! Did you get it? If you didn't, my topic is the gray wolf. Here are some facts. They live in a group called a pack. The lifespan in the wild is 6 to 8 years, and they weigh 40 to 175 pounds. That is all for today. Bye!
Oh, cool! I just talked about Canis lupus with Juliet. Great job, Leah. And thanks to everyone who sent in a report. I can't wait to check them all out once I get back to Canada.
Yeah, about that. Everyone's asking, when are you coming back to headquarters?
Well, I'm kind of off on this quest right now and following this really promising lead, so...
You know you have work to do here as well, right? There is a big mountain of tasks piling up on your desk. And did you even finish cleaning up the attic before you left?
Oh, yeah, you know, sorry, you know what, I think the reception is breaking up.
Emma? I can hear you very clearly. Can you hear me?
Sorry, Lucas. Hello, Lucas? Lucas? Hey, come in, Lucas!
Emma? What's going on? Are you pretending to...
Sorry, can't hear you. Bye. Say hi to everyone for me.
Emma.
Whew.
Well, that's the end of that conversation.
Okay, I know what you think. I mean, I know I'll have to come back soon, and I know they need me at headquarters, and I know I have a lot of work to do. But I'm sure that Lucas and the team can handle things for a little longer. And I really need to focus on this Adelia quest. If I turn back now, who's ever going to find out what happened to her? I say, quest on. What do you think, Sonic? That's what I thought. All right, Namibia, here we come.
Earth Rangers, checking in with you. We've been flying for a long time. Here's our progress so far. I've been following the eastern coast of Africa steadily, sir. We've stopped to refuel in Somalia, and then again in Tanzania. And then I crossed the continent heading over Zimbabwe, and now I'm getting pretty close to Namibia. I have to be honest with you. I was a little bit worried about flying Bessie all this way, but she's really holding up well. Aren't you, old girl?
Yes, and you've been a great passenger too, Sonic.
Now I'm headed for the Namib Desert, just like Adelia did. The flight's been pretty uneventful, thankfully, and I'm... Ooh, no, I spoke too soon. Why beeping? Beeping is never good. Let's see, what could that mean? Got lots of gas, we've got... Wait, why is my GPS system flashing like that? Oh no, not this. No, not now, what's happening? Come on, Bessie, I need this to work. Otherwise, who knows where we'll end up?
Looks like Emma's in a bit of trouble. If her GPS has stopped working, how will she find her way back to Namibia? And where will she end up instead? What about the mysterious stone Emma found in the cave? Is it going to bring her luck on her journey? Tune in next time to find out.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or any time. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.
Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.